Hello everyone. Happy October. I'm gonna guess that it's still the first week of October. It genuinely feels like it's been an 8 month October so far. How's everyone enjoying it? How is everyone enjoying October? So, for some of you who are connected to me, some of you will have received messages preparing for the intensity of October and then commenting on how things have been going so far. For those who haven't, let me say that the promise of an intense October has definitely been fulfilled so far. The level of counterintention truly pummeling everyone is awe-inspiring, if I can put it that way. It is awe-inspiring. And Susan and I are in no way not involved. I mean, we're certainly in this reality with you, and we are seeing some massive counterintention attempts on an individual level. Certainly on a small group or social level, but then also on the level of the planet, on the level of Gaia. And let me say, because some of you may have received the email from maybe a couple of weeks ago that was a message from Gaia. Let me say that the greatest impediment to her well-being, the greatest risk to her right now is humanity allowing itself to be imbued and thus deeply influenced by frequencies of fear. I am very aware that I am in a human state right now, saying that to other humans. I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. I am, however, highlighting an extremely real, intense, potentially devastating dynamic that is within our control to stop. It is fully in our control to stop. Why? Because we are on a planet of free will. Because we have choice. Because even if we have relinquished our sovereignty and our freedom, we can choose to get it back. And for those who have access to their sovereignty and their freedom to choose without restriction, choose wisely. All of us choose wisely. The counterintention is insane right now. Pummeling with counterintention. And it isn't about being dramatic and it isn't about being emotional about it, but my goodness, when it is so concentrated and coming from seemingly all angles, one is in a very unique position to slow things down, to pause the insanity. The more you can slow things down in your reality, which includes slowing down your breath and the pace at which you process thoughts, ideas, even insights, the more empowered you will make yourself. Slow things down. It may look like you are operating much more quickly to those watching you. However, it is only through the mechanism of slowing down time that you can enter into the non-linearity of timelessness where everything accelerates. Now, I have some notes here, so I'm sorry if you're going to hear me writing, but I'm jumping around because obviously we're not going to be linear here. I want to talk for a second about this thing called being counter to the counterintention. The only way to rise above an infiltration and pummeling of counterintention, which is infused into this reality, the matrix of this reality, the fiber from which this reality is constructed, the only way, which is basically saying you're swimming in a stew of counterintention at the moment. The only way to rise above it is to be the counter to the counterintention. This requires, first of all, No, first of all, there's a great spectrum of steps, but let's go to acknowledging that we just spoke of slowing things down, using your sovereignty, using and leveraging your freedom to make free will choices that are in a state of awareness. Let's say that we already have that. We've ticked that box. What's next? The mastery of this thing called making a decision would come next. What does making a decision mean? Making a decision means to cut off all other options. I am willing to say that daily if it helps. It is not frivolous. It is a very important construct in this world to be able to make a decision to cut off all other options. If you are honest with yourself, take a look at a seeming decision that you have been making for years on end and somehow it still hasn't worked out. Whether it be eating a cleaner diet, consistency in exercise, making more space in your life for me time, being more patient with people, riding your bicycle more and driving less, whatever it is that you have attempted to do to make a change in, let's say, a positive direction in your life that hasn't happened year after year of promising yourself this. Think of New Year's resolutions as another way of looking at it. Look at the patterns of behavior that you have been exhibiting that indicate that in fact you have not been making a decision. You have instead been attaching to an idea. What do I mean by this? If you had actually made the decision to ride your bicycle more to work every day rather than taking your car because of your carbon footprint, okay? And in effect, you have ridden your bike 3 times to work in the last year. That is an indication that you have not, in fact, cut off all other options and decided to ride your bike to work more often that year. You have attached the idea that it is a good thing to do and all of the other constructs that are associated with your perspective of what it means to be a responsible citizen, for example, and instead have decided to continue driving your car to work. The distinction between decision and attachment is extremely important. They are very different constructs. The ego will love you to make one attached connection after another, one attachment to something, someone after another, because it keeps it safe. Why? Because the ego knows that in order for it to survive, it needs to convince you that you need it. When you are in a state of attachment, you are in a state of scarcity and limitation. If you are in a state of scarcity and limitation, it knows that it has access to be ma to make you malleable, or you are being malleable to it, so it can influence you in the direction it wants you to live your life, which, spoiler alert, is not a life led in empowerment. The ego wants you to be dependent on it. The mind wants you to work within the limiting constructs of predictability and analysis and cognitive rational thinking. These are non-empowering ways of living one's life. These are ways to ensure that you deeply ingrain yourself in the linearity of time and thus the illusion of this reality. So, making a decision is an extremely important step in this process of freeing yourself from swimming in this stew of counterintention. So, when we move into making a decision, we are in essence becoming the cause of our reality. When we assume the role of the attached being, attached to things, to ideas, to people, to constructs, to social norms, we are being the effect of our reality. When we are the effect of the reality, you can bet that eventually there will be a wave after wave, eventually building into tidal waves of counterintention in this stew of counterintention we swim in at the moment. And eventually you will be caught in those waves and you will tumble into a space where you will not know what up is, what down is. You will be so disoriented in that space of counterintention that something called confusion may hit you. And when that confusion hits you, what you gonna do? Now, when we are in a state of confusion, there are a number of different schools of thought that have their opinion about whether it's good or bad. Some people say confusion is great because it disorients the mind and finally gives us access to maybe considering using another tool beyond the mind, one that operates on the mechanism of knowing and thereby allowing us to exit the illusion all the more. Other people or other schools of thought will say that bringing someone into a state of confusion is like opening a can of worms, and it is very harmful. And under the construct of do no harm, it is assumed that you would do everything in your power to assist that person in exiting that potentially harmful state, certainly disorienting state of confusion in order to help them stabilize. I am not voting for one or the other or bringing in other options as to how to look at this thing called confusion, but I will say that counterintention is really relying on all of us to enter into confusion, out of stability, out of steadiness. What are you going to choose? One of the key characteristics of a reality of someone who is in confusion, by the way, for anyone who is interested, is that they will think that something is being done to them. They may not fully think that. They may be in a state of semi-awareness, greater clarity in some moments, less clarity in others. So I'm painting a very black and white picture for a reason to show the extremes. I'm not saying anyone here is involved in these extremes, but I am saying that these extremes are very predictable, and they can be used as markers or milestones or clues or hints from the quote universe in order to allow us to get an idea of when, ooh, we might be spiraling but haven't quite yet noticed it. Because all of these things are very subtle mechanisms, remember that. And because they are fairly familiar, especially because we have been indoctrinated for so many years into living in this human state of mind, notice the word mind there, it is very challenging for us, especially in high intensity, high stress, high pressure environments like the energetic environment of October, to fall into a place where we are perhaps getting hit by those waves of counterintention and perhaps getting a little disoriented about where up and down is, where the surface of the water is, whether we're above the surface or below the surface of the water and struggling without even knowing it. Very important markers to take a look at. So when we're looking at the idea of being the counter to the counterintention, it is not allowing confusion to disorient us. When we are in a state of confusion, we are also susceptible to assuming the, let's say, perspective that things are being done to us. People are doing things to us, that someone is faulting or harming or doing something bad against us or toward us. And again, this can be subtle. These can be very fine threads. This may not be your entire perspective, but take a look at whether there is any level of that perspective within your current perspective of your reality. Because the moment that you enter into the false sense of victimhood or blaming others or not liking something that is happening, having a charge in some situation you're in, whether it be an interaction simply with yourself or with others or other things in this world, know that you have now slipped into being the effect of your reality. And again, what do we need to do to become the cause? Make decisions in as much awareness as is available to you in any given now moment so that you can be counter to the counterintention. The best way to be counter to the counterintention is to do something called enter into your unknown. What does that mean? Entering into one's unknown is a very important process in the path to awakening or to ascension or to expansion, whatever you want to call it. Entering into your unknown is a beautiful process, and it is essentially the process of leaving what you would call your familiar world, your known world, your comfortable world, even if your comfort levels are all based in a deep level of discomfort without fully perhaps acknowledging that things could even be better. So your ultimate unknown is the opposite of what is most familiar to you. So when it comes to patterns of behavior, do something that is out of the norm for you. Don't necessarily go out and do something that is harmful, but consider doing something that is not typical behavior. It can be as simple as shifting the energetics of the way that you take your walks in your neighborhood every morning. What if, for example, you are going to turn left instead of right today and see where that takes you? These are not mundane choices. These are choices that are created from a space of cause where you are saying, I'm going to go into my unknown right now. I am going to make the decision to cut off all other options, in this case, all other options except turning left, and I'm going to see where that goes. in the process of seeing where that goes, you do something very important. You become much more aware of the present moment in every now moment, and you watch what happens. You observe what happens. Perhaps you even discharge all energetic charge of the situation and you witness what happens. And you do this in each and every moment. Thus, practicing something called purposeful precision. In order to be purposefully precise with the way that we make our decisions in this world, in the way that we manipulate or handle or use or leverage energy in this world to be creator incarnate, it is very important for us to have some sort of an idea of why we are here, of what we choose to do in each day, and accessing divine sequencing can also be very helpful here. I am throwing a lot of topics into this, and if there's anyone that wants to take notes and then ask for a deep dive into any one of these topics, you are most welcome to do so. That's why we are here. But the idea of being purposefully precise means that you don't necessarily know what the end goal is or what the end objective is, because goals and objectives are actually not a way of living in a state of spirit in body. We can also get into that if you want to. Goals and sequencing and divine sequencing are extremely important constructs, especially when you are exiting linear time and entering into that timeless space of being spirit in body. But in that space of purposeful precision, you are exercising cause over your reality and thus becoming counter to the counter intention. So make a decision today. Here's your call to action if you want one. Make a decision today to do something differently than you normally would. Pick a typical pattern of behavior that you are comfortable doing daily, even if it means changing the hand with which you hold your toothbrush when you brush your teeth, because over that situation. Remind yourself what it means to be cause. Make a decision that cuts off all other options. See where it takes you. Observe what happens. It's very important. That is your place of empowerment. That is your place of exiting this illusion in that moment and being creator of your reality in that moment. Take it moment by moment.